At the beginning of this year, the Taoiseach was in Donegal visiting ATU campuses in Killybegs and Letterkenny. When he spoke about his plans to increase the availability of student accommodation that would put an end to the state's over-reliance on the private market to deliver student housing. There is a severe lack of state-funded, purpose-built and affordable student accommodation on college campuses in this country, and I welcome this announcement. However, when reading further into this new student accommodation policy, I was disappointed to realise that this plan will not bring about the significant and large-scale change needed to student accommodation, but instead details plans for a mere 500 student accommodation beds in Dublin and Maynooth initially. Going to college, living independently for the first time, and progressing in your life and studies should be an exciting time for young adults. Yet young people today are instead faced with the incredible stress and anxiety of trying to exist within this cost of living and housing crisis. Students in courses with a placement requirement such as physio, teaching and nursing are particularly affected by this, as they are forced to secure accommodation in their college city as well as in their placement where their placement is. Often multiple placements are required and sometimes just months apart. I can't imagine the stress that these students have had to endure trying to secure accommodation on top of their completing their placement. It seems that many colleges care about how many students they can get in the door, but not about how they can look after these students once they are actually there. Student well-being seems to be merely a buzzword for colleges and not something they truly care or strive to improve. Well-being starts with having your very basic needs met, with having a roof over your head and feeling of security in your home.